Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are in the second hour on this Friday, January 16th, 2009. And we're going to have Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, on at 5 after the hour. We're going to take a couple more calls. But before we take your calls, and we'll take some calls on topic about the financial market with Bob Chapman in the second half of that interview. But I want to remind everybody that this weekend, and actually beginning tonight, Heartland Emergency, that's heartlandemergency.com, is going to be holding seminars on storable food, non-genetically modified food, heirloom seed, and also freeze-dried food. Speakers will include Big John Liskum, host of Don't Tread on Me. And this starts tonight, Friday night, January 6th at 6 p.m. in Fredericksburg at the Ag Building, 95 Frederick Road. Or tomorrow and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe Street. They are great over there at Brave New Books. If you can't get to heartlandemergency.com, you can call them up at 512-921-9015. That's 512-921-9015. All right, let's jump back into callers. Paul, you know, I am not Mr. Religious. Again, I'm going to say it again. I'm pretty sure that Paul is gone, but I just want to talk to all those, you know, listeners out there. I know that Alex has a huge Christian audience, and obviously good and evil do exist. And, you know, these people do occult practices. I mean, no matter what you believe, they do go out to the Bohemian Grove in California for 2 weeks out of the year. Many of the elites, including, you know, Reagan was a member, Nixon was a member, Clinton's a member, Schwarzenegger's a member, every Republican president since Coolidge is a member. And they do the cremation of care, which is a one-hour pagan ritual about killing dull care or your conscience, where they do a mock human sacrifice in front of a 40-foot stone owl. And so, you know, people that still don't know that, just go to YouTube. Just Google Bohemian Grove. There is enough information out there that it can open your eyes. All right, let's go to Julio in Los Angeles. Julio, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I've been listening to you all week, man, and I just want to say you're doing a great job filling in for Alex, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Don't take any you-know-what from no one. Mm-hmm. I think you should... you know, those people that are hostile toward you have been listening to all those really weird phone calls you're getting. Mm-hmm. You know, just cut them off, man. Let's leave the time that we have for all this important information for the people that want to be constructive. So you're doing a good job. I just wanted to say that Alex Jones and his program is helping me to get my life back in order.
Mm-hmm.
And all the information that he's been giving out is helping me to get my life in order and to start becoming more independent. So I'm not really physically fit right now, and I'm going to the beach about 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to your show. I put it on my MP3, and it really helps me and inspires me. So I just want to let you know that.
Well, thank you so much, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. I just want to pass one little piece of information. Maybe it's a little piece of the puzzle that, you know, it's hard to predict the future, but there are certain pieces of the puzzle that kind of point in the same direction. I've been hearing you yourself say you don't know what's going to happen on the 21st of January or whatever, right, because of COVID. Basically, I don't know if you've ever heard this, and I'm going to email it to is it Aaron at Infowars.com?
Yep, Aaron at Infowars.com.
That's A-A-R-O-N?
Yep.
Okay. There is this thing called the SICA, the S-I-C-A. It's the it's basically an organization that has existed for decades in Central America, you know, Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras,
sure,
et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And what they stand for is basically they've never taken any decisive actions for the most part. Up until December, the 5th or the 6th of December of last year, all the dignitaries of all the countries in Central America, they got together and they decided that they're going to adopt one common currency and one common passport. Now,
send that information to Aaron right away. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Bob Chapman, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and we'll take your calls at about 40-45 after, and hopefully they'll be on topic with my next guest, Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And Bob, it's been a while, but boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I mean, from the Democrats now proposing an $825 billion stimulus bill to Circuit City about to liquidate to Citigroup, basically, not going under, but being absorbed by other banks and turning into different agencies. The economy is asunder, is it not?
Well, it certainly is, unfortunately. And it's a certain fact that Citigroup is bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And Bank of America is bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And the five major legacy banks are bankrupt. The major brokerage firms are bankrupt. And they're all going to get bailed out by the American taxpayer. And that's what we're going through right now. And it's insidious. They should be allowed to fail.
I absolutely agree, but they're not going to be allowed to fail. Now, you know, the media is hard-pressing us to make us believe that only half of this bailout money, which they say is $350 billion, we know it's in the trillions because it's loaned and loaned again, and it really is only $350 billion they can loan out, and that's, you know, they can loan out 10 times that, so it's $3.5 trillion right there. What's going to happen? I mean, are we just going to pass? I mean, Bernanke this week said that we're going to need more bailouts. Paulson, even in the beginning of the bailout process, said that some banks would go under anyway. Now we have, the new administration being inaugurated in about 4 days. The Democrats proposing a $825 billion stimulus package. And now, finally, finally in the mainstream media, a few quote-unquote conservatives, it's time for the WWE left-right paradigm to come into play, saying that these bailouts are unconstitutional. Well, no kidding, they're unconstitutional, but how far are they about to go?
Well, I think they're going to take it to the very end, whether we like it or not. And we have no representation in our government, whether it's in the executive office or in Congress. We have no control. Very few of our representatives or senators listen. And so that part of the game is over. There's no way legally that we can change things in our government. Our government has been usurped from behind the scenes by a group of people who are bent upon turning the United States into a corporatist fascist state and eventually into part of a world government. Where do we think this is going? The Federal Reserve have driven down interest rates to zero levels, effectively. On the short end of the market, which is the paper under a year and under 2 years, they can probably get away with that for a long time. At least till the end of the year, perhaps more, perhaps longer. But in the fives, tens, and thirties, that is the 5- and 10-year notes and the 30-year bonds, it's a different story. And I think, as the federal government crowds lenders out of the market and the fiscal and monetary aspects of the U.S. economy worsen over this year, that interest rates will finally start to go up on that long end. And that will really put a crimp again into the issuance of mortgages. Right now, you can get a 30-year fix for about 4.5, and the 15s are probably an eighth or a quarter lower. And I think that that would be curtailed later in the year. And that's going to cause problems. And during that period of time, over the next 9 months, the dollar is going to continue to lose momentum and move downward. During that period as well, with all of this money being thrown around, gold will probably go this year at least to $1,600 to $2,000 an ounce and maybe higher. And later it'll go higher. And I see this extension of these problems lasting another 2 or 3 years. And this is what Alex and I and Paul Craig Roberts talked about when Alex said, well, it's got to happen now or soon. As opposed to that, Paul and I said, no, 2 or 3 years. Now you know why. Now they got a stimulus package, $825 billion. That'll jack the economy up probably between March and September, and it'll go right back down again. And that means they're going to have to keep on coming with these trillion-dollar packages. Well, every time they do that, they're adding to inflation, and they're adding to the underlying problems of the solvency of not only the United States but the dollar and the economy and the whole financial structure itself.
So you just said that after they pass the stimulus package that you'll see the economy boost from September to March. But my question is, how will that happen? I mean, if the auto industries by then, you know, they pretty much the bailout for them hasn't worked and they go public with that. How is it that the economy will do better even in those months if we put this money in? Will it just do better on the news and people are still going to be feeling it at home, or will we genuinely be doing better and then in for a big fall after March?
Generally doing better between March and September, and after that's over, it'll start to go into the great dark pit again. And 3 or 4 months later, they're going to do it over again. They're going to have to keep on doing it. And what they're doing is they're creating make-work jobs. The same thing FDR did during the 1930s, particularly between 1935 and 1940. And in 1939, unemployment was 17.2%, down from somewhere around 30. And today, long-term unemployment, that goes back to 1990, government figures, is 17.5%. The U6, which are the people who no longer collect unemployment checks, is 13.5%, and that dingbat number that we're given, which is 7.2, means nothing. So if you middle the thing, we're already up to 13.5%. We've had 2 years of recession, and I announced the recession 2 years ago, about a week or 2 weeks from now in February. And we are now entering depression. This is the beginning. Oh, they call it a severe recession. No, it's not that. We're entering depression. And when will depression get really bad? 2 or 3 years from now. Everything doesn't happen overnight.
Well, you just talked about FDR and his program. So you see a new deal like Tarpley has talked about, or a resurgence of a works progress administration type program where people without jobs are going to start building infrastructure again, are going to start paving roads and building sidewalks and doing that sort of thing?
Yes, that will be part of the package. And that's why there's going to be more packages coming, because if you notice, the first package has been split up into pieces. Medicaid's going to get so much, education, and on and on. And, you know, it's being segmented. It's being parceled out to different places. And that is not going to get them as many jobs. He's talking 4 or 5 million jobs now. Mm-hmm. He's out of his mind. I mean, if they create 500,000 jobs, they'll be lucky, you know, over a 9-month span here. And the jobs are working for the federal government, or working for companies that are getting contracts from the federal government. They're all temporary work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe if they fix a road, maybe it'll become permanent, or a bridge. The Hoover Dam was made down in the 1930s, and all those golf courses, and they're still around. But they don't create anything.
Well, I mean, even in my town that I grew up in, you still see the WPA little metal plaques that are inside the sidewalks. So, you know, like you said, that's a 1930s program. They're still around in 2009. So you're right. It's only going to be a limited amount of jobs for a limited period of time. And then what happens? I mean, maybe they're figuring that we'll be in a world war by that time, so the economy will boost out when that's over?
Well, you stole my thunder. The next step I was going to talk about was... If you look at history, the only way that they got to go is to have another war. And we're having a backdoor war right now. Our surrogate, Israel, has gone into Gaza and done what they've done. Now, next will be Lebanon and Syria and in Iran. And then we've got Afghanistan, and we've got Pakistan. And we probably have India. And who knows about the rest of the Middle East? So we're going to have a third world war. Nuclear weapons will be used. And this will go out for the next 10 years, probably.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope you're genuinely wrong on that, although I do see an escalation in the Middle East. You know, Obama is already talking about more troops in Afghanistan, which basically is a redistribution of forces as we leave Iraq. And we're not just going to completely leave Iraq, people. Believe me, we'll still have forces there. But the majority of forces will be brought over to Afghanistan. You know, the media will play it up into some kind of military quagmire over there. And we're not getting out. Just like you said, I mean, if you look at the chief of staff pick, Rahm Emanuel, dual Israeli and American citizen, calling for conscription of 18 to 25-year-olds where they'll serve 3 months in basic training and then be shipped off to a desert to fight for us, really just fight for the globalists. And that's scary to me because, you know, Tom Blankley, and we've been playing these clips all week, but Tom Blankley of the Washington Times, he's a editor of the editorial page there, in 2007 was all over the news talking about conscription, but said, you know, it wasn't going to happen under this Bush administration because enough people weren't going to get behind him. He didn't have the image to be able to propose such a program. However, he said in the next administration, and that's why this week he was on Fox and Friends promoting his new book called American Grit, where again he's calling for conscription, only this time under this administration he believes it's possible. And Bob, I got to tell you, you know, with the image that they're portraying Obama, I mean, his... He's on the cover of the new Spider-Man comic. The thing sold out in less than 24 hours. It's now selling for $80 plus on eBay. A little comic book, you know, with this guy's cover on it. They deified Obama on the cover of Rolling Stone, literally putting him in the clouds and putting a lightning glow aura around him. He's on the cover of the new Newsweek, where the title is The New Global Elite, and he sits as a part of Moloch in this, like, design. So, you know, he is being pumped to the masses as actual change, as the leader that we can trust. And I think that we can get conscription passed under him. We'll talk about that especially. In fact, we're going to bring up some clips with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. It is the Alex Jones Show. Please go to PrisonPlanet.tv and become a subscriber. That way you can see my pretty face 2 hours a day, or Alex's pretty face 2 hours a day over at the PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $832.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $857.72, $428.86 for the half ounce, and $214.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $857.72, $428.86, and $214.43.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Trilogy that Alex Jones put out many, many years ago. Police State, Police State 2, The Takeover. And, of course, I think Police State 3, Global Domination. Before we go back to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, I want to play these clips of Tom Blankley, editor over at Washington Times, calling for conscription in 2007, saying it's not going to be possible under this administration, and then this week going on to Fox and Friends. So hopefully we're set up there to play this clip. I'm about to hit play, and hopefully it'll go out over the air. Okay, guys, we need audio on this clip. Okay.
Draft
Thank
should
you.
Be considered. and has always been an option on the table. A Pentagon spokesman flatly rejected the idea today, saying that the military is giving the idea, quote, absolutely no consideration, unquote. But is it time to revive conscription for the first time since Richard Nixon? Back to discuss it are Democratic strategist Stephanie Cutter and editor of the Washington Times editorial page, Tony Blankley. Tony, it just seemed to me political year. Nobody's going to recommend a return to the draft. But is the draft a good idea, or is a partial draft a good idea? We got 5,000 troops in the Army. It is breaking, according to the Army Chief of Staff, on the basis of two small guerrilla wars. Now, is the U.S. Army big enough and strong enough to handle all the commitments this country's got?
It's not going to happen on Bush's watch, because it's not time for that debate to occur. But the military clearly is not big enough to do the job that's going to be required of it.
All right, let's stop that clip right there. Notice he said, it's not going to happen on Bush's watch. No, we need somebody else to get behind, but the military is not big enough. In come Fox and Friends.
Welcome back, everyone. 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Can America's power last forever? And how do we achieve a new nationalism that puts our country's survival first?
Those questions and more are addressed in a brand new book by Tony Blankley. It comes out today. It's called American Grit. What will it take for America to survive and win in the 21st century? And join us for his first TV interview about the book is Tony Blankley. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
If you read some of the European papers, they're talking about America is finally in decline. They're getting what they've had coming to them all along. Do you believe that?
Well, it could be so. We have it in our power not to be in decline, and that's what my book's about. I do believe that for the first time in our history, if we don't do a lot of things smart and tough, we could get overwhelmed by the rise of China, the rise of India, the rise of radical Islam. Mm-hmm. We failed to exploit our energy. We're not paying enough attention to what our kids are learning. Bill Ayers is actually a senior person in guiding the curriculum design of America. That started just this last March. But we have it in our power, and I try to write some tough proposals for what we need to do so that our grandchildren live in a country strong enough to protect our freedoms just as we do.
Yeah, Tony, your book's going to get a lot of attention because there are some controversial, bold suggestions. The first one, obviously, that caught my eye was that you were calling for a universal draft, which would mean that all 18-year-olds in America would have to serve for 2 years.
Yes, look, I don't like it. I love the volunteer army. I've got a son who's a second lieutenant in the volunteer army. I know the young men and women who serve. They're the greatest young kids we've ever produced. But we don't have enough troops, and it's manifest that we don't by several magnitudes. For instance, when George Bush wanted to have the surge, he was told by the senior generals we didn't have the extra 20,000 troops to finish the war.
Okay.
Now, he decided...
Now, you see how he uses that false argument. The surge was never intended to work, and if we had 20,000 more troops, we still would have been in Iraq, and it wouldn't have de-escalated any time sooner. But he uses that as an excuse, and he's always saying, oh, I love the volunteer army, but it's just not going to work. And he also grandstands the fact that his son is in the military to try to promote this idea of conscription. Bob, do you think that we're going to have conscription under this new administration?
Absolutely.
Not
boys
what I want to
and
hear.
Girls, we're going to have them both. No one's going to escape it. And I would expect probably under those circumstances that a lot of young people would leave the country.
I hope a lot of young people leave the country. I hope that we stand up about this. But when you say, boys and girls, what do you expect? Do you expect that the women will mostly be thrown into some kind of a homeland security program while the men will have to go fight overseas?
No, I think probably they'll have a volunteer offer, and if they don't get enough volunteers to fill the segment within the active army, then they'll change it.
Well, I certainly hope you're wrong, but it does look that way. I also see them scooping up kids from poor black neighborhoods under the guise of Obama and, this black power movement, this youth movement. You know, anybody can do this. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com after this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Don't want no shackles on me.
That's right, sing it, Jimmy.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
That's right, I don't want any shackles on me, whether they be physical shackles or shackles of the mind.
I sit down with Big Brother, don't like those RFIDs.
No, sir. I gotta tell you, Bob, one of the more disconcerting things that I saw on the web. And the reason I think that they are going to scoop out African-American young males from these poor regions is a teacher, I think it was out in Missouri or something like that, got all of his students to do this Alpha, Omega, Alpha, Omega, this little like Obama brigade. And they all had to memorize a part of his health plan, and they're inspired to do, you know, I can be the next architect because of Obama. And they're wearing Obama shirts, and it shows like this lemming-like mentality of people getting behind this guy just because of the color of his skin and not the content of his character. So I really think that's going to be a big recruitment sect for our military.
Now, you're probably very right. It's all part of psychopolitical warfare as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you have high unemployment, and if you just take the median official figure, 13.5%, and you extend it over the next year, and let's say it grows to, say, 16 or 17%, again, you're at the levels you were in 1939, and there's a lot of disgruntlement. The major people who get unemployed are people between 18 and 25 years old. This is a problem Europe's having right now. And that's why you were seeing the problems in Greece, among other things. And so you got to get these people off the streets. Who does the fighting in warfare? Who causes the troubles? Who's got the strength? Who has the endurance? Young people do. I mean, that's why governments draft young people, usually 17 and older, and usually 17 to 25. So they want these people off the streets. So they have their make-believe war, and they draft men and women and get them off the streets. So that, you know, if there's revolution in the country, old people like me have to fight it.
Bob, why don't you throw out the website and the phone number?
The website, theinternationalforecaster.com. And if you go there, you can get a free introductory copy of The International Forecaster. And you can also get one by calling toll-free 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178 and theinternationalforecaster.com.
All right, I want to play this Obama Youth Brigade marching formation clip just to show the mentality of these young kids. I mean, these are teenage kids, maybe, you know, 12 to 18. And, you know, Obama is the next savior, folks. We got volume on that, guys?
Guys?
Because of Obama, I'm responsible to be the next automotive technician.
Because of Obama, I'm responsible to be the next chef.
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next architect.
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next engineer.
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next fireman.
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next architect.
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next chemical engineer.
Because of Obama, I'm inspired to be the next entrepreneur.
And while they're doing this, they're all doing special hand signals. It's very military-esque. And how about because of yourself, you want to be the next engineer? Because of pride in yourself, you want to be the next architect? And why are you worshiping someone who's unproven? Why are you worshiping a state senator up until 2004 who gives a keynote speech, gets into the actual Senate for the first time in 2004, and then less than 4 years later in 2007, really less than 3 years later, he announces his candidacy for presidency and wins? It seems a little fishy, doesn't it, Bob?
Well, I started trading him in 1992. Mm-hmm. And if you look behind the scenes, you'll see that. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to do is create a cult here. And, you know, we've seen cults before in North Korea and in China. We also have seen them in history. And it's a very, very bad thing. It usually ends up in a very, very bad way.
Yeah, I would imagine it looks like Bad News Brown to me. I want to talk a little bit about some of the appointments that have been made over the week. People now know that Richard Haass is on the team. They're well aware that Rahm Emanuel is the chief of staff, Mr. Conscription himself. But a couple this week where John Kerry is now the head of the Foreign Relations Committee and will be Hillary Clinton's right-hand man. See, you throw an election in 2004, you play ball, you're the head of the Foreign Relations Committee 4 years later. And Obama has also named as his global climate czar or his global warming czar Carol M. Browner, one of the 14 leaders of the Socialist Group's Commission for a Sustainable World Society, which openly is calling for global governance and basically regulating you through a carbon tax. Isn't that delicious? I mean, these two appointments should raise red flags all over the place, Bob.
Well, and they have to people who look and think and read, but it's always, you know, that group that absorbs everything that's going on. And then you have the rest of the people, and half the people in America, at least, don't know what's going on, don't care to know what's going on. And somebody said to me the other day, one of the programs, well, what do you do? I said, well, the only thing you can do is use them as shields. And but you know, what more do they expect? They think this is all going to go away. They don't understand fascism, socialism, communism, nor do they want to. They just hope that they can get their belly filled and go to the football games and things like that. And that's all they care about. So the other half of the people who are left are probably 10 to 15% will really carry the ball. And I think because we've been robbed of representation in our government and we're going to have high unemployment, and even if we have a draft, there's going to be terrible social problems in America.
I have to agree there, and you mentioned the football game. For the first time ever, ESPN is going to show the presidential inauguration. That's how important Obama is. So the sports networks are even going to be covering Obama. And, you know, when I saw this article yesterday, it didn't really surprise me because, you know, a couple months back, even before he had been elected president, I was sitting down watching SportsCenter with my friend, and Obama's face, you know, popped up on the screen. I'm like, well, why is Obama on SportsCenter? And the guy's like, oh, you didn't hear? He's for a college football playoff. So ESPN has really been supporting him. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, as a sports fan, I've always wanted a college football playoff. So he really is playing to the bread and circus commoner. And, you know, that's what most people see. Like you said, they don't see that he is backed by people like Brzezinski. They don't see that his team with people like Gates is, you know, same as the old boss. Old boss, same as the new boss. And he is going to keep carrying out this globalist agenda for the internationalists. All right, let's take some calls. Hopefully they're going to be on topic with Bob Chapman of TheInternationalForecaster.com. That's TheInternationalForecaster.com. Let's go to a first-time caller, Jim, in Vegas. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I do have a question for Bob. I'm buying gold and silver right now, gold eagles and other silver, junk silver and whatnot. And my question to you is everyone saying that gold is going to go up, silver is going to go up in the next 18 months. How long do you hold on to it for? Because if gold is at, say, $22,000 an ounce, but it's $2,000 an ounce of worthless dollars, and what happens if they call it in? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're saying $2,200.
Yeah, we know what you're saying. Yeah. And
yes.
You've asked a number of questions here. First of all, people subscribe to the International Forecaster so they'll know when to make changes. Second of all, I hope that you're doing business with Midas as well. They do sell gold and silver coins, mm-hmm. if you didn't know that. And also, I think the accumulation thereof is a good thing to do, and I don't expect any kind of execution of law that's going to relieve you of your gold and silver assets. And the reason why is there's not enough Americans who own enough amount of gold and silver to make it worthwhile for the government to enrage everybody. Mm-hmm. I think if they wanted to do that, they would go to the ETF and say, look, you people are professionals, so we need that 720 tons of gold that you've got there, and we'd like to relieve you of it, but we're going to pay you in dollars. And professional investors don't really care. They'll take the dollars and say, well, what can I do about it? But I don't see them going after coins, and it's just too politically undesirable under the circumstances, because it's going to have a lot of other problems, and those other problems are social in nature, if not quasi-political. If you have unemployment and people have lost their homes and their jobs and their cars, and you know they're on the streets, it's going to be a very, very bad thing. So I don't think the government will want any more heat than it's already got.
Mm-hmm. And if you're looking to exchange that gold for some type of currency and the dollar has already been blown out, I mean, it'll still be worth something in euros, in pounds, in foreign currency, where hopefully it's a tightrope, isn't it, Bob? I mean, if the dollar goes under, it's the world reserve currency.
You know, you've got a good point there. And mm-hmm. let me give you the bottom line. Mm-hmm. There is no place else to go. Mm-hmm. The stock market has gone down and will continue to do so because earnings are going down. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in a deep recession already, and depression is beginning. It's just that nobody wants to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, the interest rates ultimately are going to start moving back upward. Mm-hmm. When that happens, real estate has already gone down. Commodities have already gone down. What is left? And you're in a hyperinflationary environment, or at least an inflationary environment, at least for some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You go to gold and silver. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get to the apex of the hyperinflation and it starts to head downward because you're heading deeply into depression, what you want to have is only gold bullion coin. And the reason for that is it will hold its value. There's no premium to speak of in it, although premium may happen along the way. I don't know that for sure, neither does anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But if everything goes down 60, 70, 80, 90% like it did in the 1930s, and gold holds its on your own and never goes anywhere, you're a big winner.
Mm-hmm.
But if gold goes to $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce like I think it will, and everything else goes down like I think it will, you're going to be a giant winner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
sounds
good.
Yeah, I
got to
agree with you there. All right, thank you so much for the call. All right, let's jump to Missy in Michigan. Missy, what's on your mind?
I've been hearing so much about dollar devaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me understand what that actually looks like? How does that happen? What happens in the real world? They just come out and say your dollar is now worth 70 cents? Or
well, basically, first of all, they do it gradually. So you are less and less aware. But yeah, every day, for instance, before 9/11, our dollar was high above the euro. It was about $1 to 75, 76 cents. So we were, 24 cents more than that. Now the euro is about $1.37, $1.40 compared to our dollar. Bob, why don't you explain it to her?
Because people are talking about it like it's an event, like something will happen and someone will declare, now the dollar is devalued.
Go ahead, Bob.
A government can do that. And governments usually do that because they owe other people money. And in this case, we owe $17 trillion
mm-hmm.
to our creditors out there who are foreigners. And it's just as bad for Americans as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to get rid of that, they say, look, our currency is no longer selling at 131 to a euro. It's now selling at 180 to a euro. And so we have decided that for every $10 that you have, we're going to give you one new one. And that is the way devaluation takes place. Now, there are other forms of devaluation. Devaluation is caused by inflation, which robs the currency of its buying power. That's more subtle. It's stealth. It's stealing. Now, the other is, too, but the devaluation is an event. It happens. It's over. Whereas when you have inflation, it gets you a little bit every day.
I mean,
Well, an example for in the real world is if you were to go down to Mexico 10 years ago on a vacation and you brought the dollar, you would have probably gotten twice the bang for your buck because it was worth more. You know, it was more compared to the peso. If you'd gone to Europe, you would have had twice the value to your buck, going over there. But now if you go online and you try to buy something out of Europe and it's in pounds or in euros, you're actually going to pay almost twice what it would be in dollars. So, in the real world, people are stopping taking dollars. I mean, it is the real world. Although it's still the world reserve currency, less and less people want dollars. In fact, some people are requesting euros. I think that was even a subplot in the latest Bond movie. The dictators didn't want dollars anymore. They demanded euros in briefcases. Missy?
Well, I didn't see the movie, but that's probably true. But there are countries who would prefer not to take dollars, particularly in Central and South America.
All right, let's take one more phone call before the break. Let's go to Ship in Missouri. Ship, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good.
All right, my question is for Bob. Bob,
mm-hmm.
I would like to know how you think the North American Union and potentially the rise of the Amero plays into the whole thing. A new currency could really shape it. And so is this economic collapse, are they just using it to consolidate wealth and real resources to rob us just so they can say, okay, we're going to start over and we're still on top? I don't know. Could you speak to that, please?
Okay, first of all, The North American Union has effectively, temporarily at least, been derailed thanks to the efforts of Alex Jones and others, the exposure of what the Council on Foreign Relations and Mr. Pastor was trying to get around us without letting us know. But he doesn't realize that lots of us read foreign affairs. In fact, I've been a reader since 1960. And that is the house organ of the Council on Foreign Relations. And they came right out and said, this is what we want to do. And so I think it's been stopped at the pass. And how long that'll last, I don't know. I don't think that they're going to use an Amero in a devaluation in the United States. The
we'll be back right on the other side, and we'll talk about the North American Union, the InternationalForecaster.com, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com, or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Segment with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com over at InfoWars.com. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for the Alex Jones Show all week. And remember, if you missed any of the broadcast today, we will be rebroadcasting all 4 hours at the bottom of the fourth hour. We're going to be going live on PrisonPlanet.tv in about 5 minutes. Just been so fun sitting in for Alex Jones. What's not fun is the fact that we're being thrown into this just economic disaster,
in our country. And on top of that, you know, as far as the last caller in the North American Union, Dobbs, one of the last, you know, great American mainline reporters, has reported that the Obama administration is going to open up talks again with the SPP people, the Securities and Prosperity Partnership people that the Bush administration talked to. So we will see where it goes from there. Bob, why don't you give people your website and the phone number?
The website is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. The toll-free number is 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178. And you're getting a free copy of the International Forecaster, whether it's by email or in hard copy.
Excellent. Now, you were talking to Shipp, and you were saying that you don't think that they're going to bring in an Amero to bring in this North American Union. I tend to think that they're going to try to consolidate the three unions before they even announce a currency. I think that you'll see legislation in Canada and in the United States to do so. You've already had people in the Canadian Parliament saying that we need to put the Canadian dollar on parity with the U.S. dollar. I would be pretty surprised if we saw an actual Amero coin or Amero dollar within the next year, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, they've been talking about that in Canada for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And at least 20 years and more so in the last several years. But there's a lot of national pride there. And the Canadians are going to fight this just as hard as the Americans are. I find in my probing into Mexico, most people don't even know about it, so it's not an issue. Mm-hmm. But I don't see the Amero being a currency that would be a new currency for the United States. Maybe sometime in the future, 5 or 10 years from now, if the North American Union were to become a successful entity for the internationalists, then there would be a good chance that an Amero would appear, but it's a long ways away. If the dollar's going to be devalued, you're going to get another dollar, except, you know, you give them five old ones for one new one or whatever the exchange is.
Oh, God. Well, I sincerely hope that doesn't happen in this country, but it is a great possibility. All right, let's take another call.
That's why gold's so important. Gold will appreciate in a way which will offset the loss in the value of the dollar, and that's why gold is so important. It goes up during hyperinflationary times, and it is used in a flight to quality in deflationary times. So it serves all the purposes of a financial being, a currency, a world currency that owes nobody nothing.
All right, let's go to William in Montreal. William, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling you from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's about Sarkozy.
Okay.
And about a speech he made about 2 months ago, talking about New World Order and the financial crisis,
mm-hmm.
and talking about change mm-hmm. as well. So I don't know if you want me to read a part of his speech. I translated.
You got 30 seconds. Go for it.
All right. So this crisis, we should handle it first, the crisis that now clearly can't be solved without massive intervention of the state. The crisis called...
We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining us, Bob. The InternationalForecaster.com. Stay on the line. We'll go back to you, William. Back up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.